Music That Moves Me celebrates the art and power of music in Maine, thanks to the support of the Maine Community Foundation, Veryl Dana, and listeners like you. Today's segment features Emily Larson. Welcome to Music That Moves Me.
I remember on the AP US History test, there was a free response question that was about the 1700s and the Revolutionary War, and I could not remember what my teacher had said we should write about, because that was at the beginning of the year. But before the test, I had been listening to this Hamilton soundtrack, and so it was stuck in my head, and I was singing it to myself, and then all of a sudden I realized, wow, I can use what they're saying in the musical to write about my FRQ. So that was the first time that I realized that this is actually educational musical and not just some really good musical music. Impoverished and squalor, grow up to be a hero and a scholar. The $10 founding father without a father got a lot farther by working a lot harder, by being a lot smarter, by being a self-starter by 14. There's no musical like it, with all the rap music and fun songs that just are not your typical style. It's nothing like Wicked or Les Mis or something like that. It's completely unique and different and modern for people my age. Ready to beg, steal, borrow, or barter. Then a hurricane came and devastation rained. Our man saw his future dripping down the drain. Put a pencil to his temple, connected it to his brain, and he wrote his first refrain, a testament to his pain. I listen to it everywhere. So I listen to it when I'm studying in my bedroom. If I'm hanging out with friends, when we get ready for prom and homecoming, all my friends that I get ready with, they all love Hamilton too, so we listen to Hamilton and we sing our hearts out. What's your name, man? Alexander Hamilton. My name is Alexander Hamilton. And there's a million things I haven't done. But just you wait, just you wait. There's definitely a connection between listening to Hamilton and what I want to study in college and studying government. I've loved listening to this music and that point in history where they're talking about the writing of the Constitution and the writing of the Declaration of Independence. It's so fascinating to me, and it just gets me so excited, and that musical got me so excited for learning about that, that I just was that's what I want to do for the rest of my life. To do for someone less astute, he would have been dead or destitute without a cent or restitution. Started working, clerking for his late mother's landlord, trading sugar cane and rum and all the things he can't afford. I am Emily Larson. I am a senior at Messalonsky High School, and this is Music That Moves Me.
All of our Music That Moves Me stories are archived at mainepublic.org, where you can also share your own musical memory. Visit mainepublic.org for all the details.